The recently formed Theater of the People's inaugural season has opened with Henrik Ibsen Abridged, a one-act double feature of daring deeds in innovative productions. A Doll's House, directed by co-founder Hannah Moss, had Keaton Marchie as the brave Nora living in a pink Barbie doll house. An Enemy of the People, directed by co-founder David Noskow, came with a noisy clack of audience members who hooted and hollered as Erica Cunningham, as the courageous Dr. Stockman, met in the town's public meetings. Both plays have been edited down to play in just under an hour. The work's been done with great care and skill. I had no trouble following the ins and outs of the plot of A Doll's House, but the quick wrap of the dilemma that Ibsen leaves the doctor with in An Enemy of the People did send me back to the bookshelf for a quick confirmation. The charm of these productions is in the energy and the sheer delight that they take in making theater. The addition of Maggie Bontrager and Paige Talbert as a pair of high-fiving French maids for A Doll's House and their give and take on the usual patter about the exits and the cell phones was a nice touch. The whole Barbie doll pink house, complete with a teapot from Beauty and the Beast, was lovely. The much-used town bath in An Enemy of the People was a child's wading pool, complete with a bathtub duck set. And in honor of the town's resources, the mayor wore a pair of duck slippers. During the whole progression of the story, artist Christine Vanko covered the back wall of the set with a mural, and then as the story wound to its close, erased it. This is just the first of the Theater of the People's two plays for the price of one series. In February, they promise Ladies of Lust with Wilde's Salome and Strindberg's Miss Julie. In April, we can look forward to Beauty Betrayed with Euripides, Medea, and the Trojan Women. The Theater of the People's Henrik Ibsen revival continues in the Rose Fire Bay of the John Waldron Heart Center, with performances Thursday and Friday at 8 and Saturday at 2 and 8. You can find this review and an interview with David Noskow on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.